Welcome, everyone. I am so glad that you're here on this beautiful day of October 23rd. Just being in such a beautiful day itself is a blessing. Sometimes we overlook the simple blessings in life that God has given us a new day and given us the energy with which to enjoy it. And even in those times when we're challenged by health or some other trouble of life or a loss or a grief of some sort, the sun is still shining somewhere in our life. And so the purpose of this blessing really is to bring that sunlight in to where it can nurture the ground of your being in the heart of your life. And from that place, restore the vitality and the hope and the sunlight in all the other places of your life. I really envision that we would have this call be an opportunity for us to have some discussions, which we have not had in about 3 weeks because I have been on kind of a roll for some lectures that I felt were very valuable about the ground of our being. And much of that information came from our recent webinar called The Energy of Life. Just as we know, in all conduction of energy, the energy has to flow in relation and is sorted out and delegated and applied in relation to a grounding platform or a grounding wire or some grounding mechanism. Well, for us, our grounding mechanism is our connection with our Creator, which is forever in our physical life, sealed in our heart, and, of course, in our eternal life, in our sacred heart of our true being and our soul. And that is always available to us for connection. We, unfortunately, forget to connect with it, and most of the time, even when we pray, we are less connected with God than we are with the hurts over which we pray, or the lack about which we pray, or the wishes that we are delivering to the altar of God in hopes that they will be answered and fulfilled. Our attention is more on our needs and wants so often than it is on the ground of our being and the one who shares that eternal and sacred connection with us through the ground of our being. Yeshua came to remind us always to receive that and always be in it. So we spent a fair amount of time discussing that, and we would like to now open up some questions, comments. Is there someone who has had some wonderful benefit from the blessings that you would like to share? Remember, star six. I don't see, my goodness, I don't see anyone coming on. I'm sure that star six works. Here we go. Here we go. We've got some, now we've got a whole stack of people coming into our, we have Elizabeth from area code 641.
Yes,
hi, Elizabeth.
Linda, your voice has been cutting out.
Really? Oh my goodness. There must be something on the line. I'm not on a speakerphone or on a cell phone, so all I can do is hope that there's no larger problem with the call line.
This has never happened before.
My husband just walked in and said that I was not cutting out. It may have to do with the line that you're on, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But I appreciate the feedback, and always, anyone, please let me know if there is a problem because I need to know about those things. Elizabeth, you have a comment or a question?
I have been grateful for all your blessings I always personally feel insecure to ask for grace or favors or love or friendship. But I heard you many times in one way or another say, ask and you shall receive. And we don't ask enough or for great things enough. So that we tend to be petty about what we're doing. And I'm learning slowly to be more courageous and be more accepting that I am a child of God. And not only do I not lack anything, but I have to acknowledge that I don't lack anything.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that, Linda. And I, of course, was not the first one to say, ask and you shall receive. I learned that from the great master. And that's in the New Testament even. So it was a principal teaching that he had, and it's a very, very important one. When I say that your attention should be more on the ground of your being and your connection with God than your needs, I'm not telling you not to ask. Asking is a very, very important thing. It's just that a lot depends upon the spirit from which we ask. When we ask with expectation, when we ask with faith, when we ask with joy, when we ask with all of the states of being and emotion, that could be in harmony with the ground of our being. That asking is a more powerful thing. And another thing I want to respond to is you indicated that you have been on the blessings for quite some time, and you were reluctant to ask. Well, I want to take this opportunity to explain to people some of what's happening to them in the blessing and some of what may not be perceivable at first. You see, Yeshua touches us in our heart, the kingdom of heaven within, which is where the ground of our being exists. And actually, this is a place that is, I would say, both above and below our emotional nature. Below in the sense that it's part of our basic connection with life, which is it's sealed in the cells of our body and in the autonomic nervous system, which is why I ask you to rest and absorb for at least 7 minutes after the blessing. It also is in the higher places of our being that require no emotional feedback in order to know that all is well. These are the places where the sun always shines. You see, emotions and satisfaction, as well as grief and pain, are things that we accumulate gradually through the various levels of feedback that we get. At first, I could give you an example. Let's just say you touch a hot stove. If we could actually measure this in microseconds, you probably wouldn't even feel that for a few fractions of a second, and then you would say, ouch. The pain syndrome, as well as then the emotion that would come maybe a few seconds after that, are all part of feedback loops that tell us, that are giving us information about, you're near something too hot, move back. And then the emotion that comes in, I can't believe I did that to my typing finger. I can't believe so then the emotion comes in. And then there could even be regret that comes in, and this is the second time I've done that this week. What's wrong with me? So you see these layers of feedback pull in on us. But at the moment you touched that hot surface, there was no feedback. There was only something happening. There have been a few times in my life where I caught it fast enough, and I'm talking about something like I was frying shrimp and in a deep fryer, and you can imagine how hot that that fat was because I'd already pulled out several batches of shrimp. And I slipped when I let the next batch in and splattered hot oil all over my arm. Well, I caught it in the second it happened, and it was like everything went in slow motion because I caught it before it entered the time stream. And I just looked at it with such amazement, like, isn't this lovely the way the oil looks on my hand? It was in a pre-emotion, pre-reaction mode. I picked up a cloth, wiped the hot oil off my hand, and there was nothing. No redness, no burn, nothing. This is the kind of state that people can learn to get into that allows them to do a firewalk and not get burned. And if you have the right teacher, and if you really replicate that state of being, 99% of the people feel nothing. They feel no heat. They walk through, and it's an amazing experience because what they've actually been taught to do is to go into this higher state that is pre-emotional, pre-sensory, that doesn't absorb and doesn't rely on the feedback mechanism. But as human beings, we all know that our life is filled with the feedback syndrome. And we need it. We need it to keep us safe. We need it as a navigational tool. And we need it to even cultivate more pleasure on the things that give us pleasure. So by no means am I derogating this feedback mechanism. We actually use it for learning. And we use it in very profitable ways. But when it comes to cleansing out the things that we don't want, here's the mistake we make, is we focus upon the feedback mechanism, and we just get more of the feedback mechanism. And it's very hard to get beneath that feedback mechanism, to get really, really to the ground of our being. This is why a lot of people have success with hypnotherapy and with certain other spiritual healing modalities, because there's nothing the mind can work with. The mind is put on a shelf and pushed aside. My husband created a great program. It's called Psychogenesis. You can find that on lovewithoutend.com, and it really helps people to get underneath the feedback mechanisms so that you can really get to the ground of your being, where the joys can be built up newly, independently of any pains that might have been mixed up with them. And you can get beneath where the pain ever started, so that you're no longer looking at the feedback mechanism, but you're really looking at the truth. And it's the truth that sets you free. So what happens, getting back now to the blessing, what happens is that when you receive your first blessing, you may not feel a thing, because it's actually going both below and above all of these feedback mechanisms. It's going both above and below the emotional content and the issues that you bring to it. But over time, what is happening is that the ground of your being is growing stronger, like a muscle. It's growing stronger, and your ability to then infuse this higher energy of the Holy Spirit into the cells and body of your being is growing stronger, like kind of like a muscle, or like a pump. Like a good analogy would be that we have our heart that pumps blood through our body, but our lymph, in order to move it through the body, we have to get in motion. And this is why a lot of us, when we get sick, we just go to bed. And I'm not saying that's not the right action for some illnesses, but for many, getting active or staying active, as long as you're doing all the other right things, is really a good thing to do, because you're moving the lymph through your body. Well, this is pumping the equivalent of spiritual lymph into your whole body, autonomic nervous system, cellular structure, and it's getting stronger. Now, as it gets stronger, you begin to get more feedback from it, and you began to have more strength to ask for more things. And see, that's what's been happening for you, Elizabeth, is that you've been getting stronger, and whereas in the beginning you might have asked for something that you call petty, but now you're asking for something grand. And yes, ask. But you see, the reason you're daring to ask and you know that your faith will stand by you is because now you know you're asking from the ground of your being. And that's why I took so long on those lectures. Those of you who missed them, go back and listen to the last 3 weeks recorded message. It's good. It's very powerful, and it comes from some of the information in our Energy of Life class, which is all about how we tap into the energy of life. And our next webinar, which I highly recommend, is A Better Life. That's something we all want, but we dare not ask for it. Everybody wants a better life. Even billionaires want a better life. Everybody, even people who think they only have 4 days to live, want those 4 days to be the best they can be. Everybody wants a better life. But how do we define a better life? And how do we set in motion the train on the track, so to speak, so that the better life we have today begets visions of an even better life tomorrow, which then begets not only the visions but the wherewithal for an even better life after that. So we all want a better life, but so often we ask from our pain or our suffering, and we only ask for enough to get through the pain and suffering, and then we take a nosedive. But what we want is not so much to win the lottery tomorrow, but to have a better life that begets a better life that begets a better life. That's what really makes us feel wonderful, is knowing that from the center of our being, the ground of our being, our relationship with God, the energy of life, the love of our Mother Earth, that things just get better. That's what's depressing so many people today, is because for years and years, especially in America, and most of the industrialized nations of the West, we saw life getting better. And all of a sudden, the last few years, in many areas, life isn't so much getting better. And it's not so much that it's bad. Most people have a place to sleep and food to eat and wherewithal to get medical help if they need it, or friends. But it's the progression of not so groovy to even less groovy that is depressing us. What we want is the right progression. And this is what you can experience in the blessing, is the right progression, because it's coming from the ground of your being, where every time something gets a little better, until all of a sudden you notice it. And don't go out trying to dig up the seed and figure it out. I think of the story of my mother. She was a farm girl, and she should have known better. But her first year of marriage, she wanted to start her own garden, and the seeds didn't come up immediately, so she kept digging them up. And she'd find one with a little tiny root on it and plant it back, and she stunted everything because she kept digging them up. Now, this is where faith comes in. You have to know that from the ground of your being, something wonderful is brewing. Something wonderful is happening. So thank you for that comment and question, Elizabeth. It allowed me to deliver a very important rest of the message that we've been having. Linda, I see you're on the phone.
Here I am. Can you hear me?
And welcome.
Hi. I just would like to have a request. I have a new friend, and she's in Philadelphia in a facility, and she's trying to recover, and this is her first time listening in, and her name is Pat.
And I was hoping, Pat.
I don't know if she's talking. I was just hoping we could just all.
That's okay. I can say hi to her.
Yes, we could all.
I'm so glad you're here, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for blessing us.
You're very, very welcome. And, Pat, thank you for being here as part of the blessing, and I'll remember your name as we're doing it.
I was hoping she could spread it around the nursing home that she's in.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And actually, Pat, there is no cost to this. Join us every Sunday and just let the blessings accumulate. And don't worry about what you feel or don't feel the first time. Sometimes it's just an opportunity to strengthen your faith. And for Pat and anyone else who is new on this call, the blessing will take 3 minutes. It's energetically conveyed by Yeshua. And I'm like his grounding wire, like I was mentioning about grounding is very important. But it's coming from him and from the Holy Spirit and your Heavenly Father. Pray for 3 minutes. Whatever is in your heart, try to pray with faith and with gratitude and expressions of joy, but nevertheless, pray whatever it is and know that whatever you miss, God knows. Then after that, I want you to rest and assimilate for 7 minutes. Don't think. Now, in all of this, put your mind aside because your mind will take you back to these feedback loops I've talked about. You see? And that's one of the main reasons I don't want your mind involved in this. And that's the main reason I tell you not to pray from your hurt, is because usually your hurt is coming from the feedback loop. But if your hurt is just something you're sitting in the middle of and it's a real-time toothache and it's there, just embrace it. Embrace it and allow it to be part of your prayer. The reason I tell you not to pray from your hurts and your losses is because usually they're coming from these feedback loops. And that takes you one step out of the ground of your being. Yeshua encouraged us all to be courageous and to be in the ground of our being. And he would say always, it is your faith that made you whole. What was he talking about? He was talking about our ability to just surrender to the ground of our being, knowing that there we would meet God and all would be well. So that's what I ask you to do, and that's the courage I ask you to cultivate. So thank you, Linda, and welcome, Pat. And I'm going to take a call from Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Glenda. Glad to be here, and I'm glad we're all here together.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, and it's always great to hear from you.
Thank you. Well, I'm just thinking about how, and I've contemplated this in meditation quite a bit lately, that as a child, I can look back and say that I have always been seeking patterns and finding a way to do something that was not just that it came out right, but that I enjoyed the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had kind of a dialogue with Yeshua about this in meditation times and prayer times, and it's been so rewarding to have this, to follow this thread through and see it in my life now. For all those occasions where I was doing this and being this, and see it more and more and more fulfilled all the time, and just know that this is endless. This process is endless of finding that kind of essence to what life is about, and that seems to be the what I had been looking for really was the energy of all of this.
Absolutely. And see, this is what you learned in our webinar, The Energy of Life, and that is that life energy is different from the force-based energy, because all force-based energy is essentially electromagnetic, and whether it's applied chemically or mechanically or electrically, it flows in a linear fashion and a polarized, electromagnetized fashion. But the energy of life is distributed differently. It's distributed through patterns. And this is why Yeshua talks to people so much about the patterns of their life. He didn't judge them for their sins other than telling them, hey, stop doing that. It's just debilitating your life. Go do something better. You know, he would, at times he would redirect or chastise, but he didn't judge them because he knew that the real answer was to create a better pattern of life. And it was through the patterns of your life that you would invoke this energy of life. Now that we've isolated that kind of energy in our first webinar, our follow-up webinar, which everybody is invited to join, you do not have to have taken the energy of life to benefit from this. But the next one is a better life because, as I was saying just a moment ago, we want the betterment of life to be never-ending. We don't just want to win the lottery today and have a nosedive tomorrow. That's not what we want. We don't want a big job contract followed by a ton of headaches. We don't want the equivalent of a royal marriage then followed by marital strife. We don't want these roller coasters. We would rather, any one of us I know, would rather start off modestly if we knew that modest level of living was going to get better and better and better every day of our life, knowing how wealthy we would be with only a small accumulation of improvements. Is that right, Paul?
Absolutely. I just totally agree with you, Glenda.
And that's what we're achieving in the blessing, and that's how I want to take the understanding that was laid out in the energy of life into how we apply it in life through the patterns of our life, through the expectations of our life, how we get beneath all these feedback loops that tell us we can't do something, or even the positive feedback that we just borrowed from somebody else and wonder why it doesn't work for us. We've got to find our own success pattern. And that's an amazingly simple mistake that we all make from time to time. I know myself as an artist, how many other artists I emulated and wondered why those were the worst paintings I ever created. How could that be when I so love Georgia O'Keeffe? Why is it that my worst paintings happen when I emulate her? Well, because her success modality is not my success modality.
Yes.
How do we find that? And what patterns? It's not really all together. You know, I would dare say everybody on this call fits in the category of not just a good person, but a superbly good person. But maybe not everything is working for you the way it should, and you're wondering, well, I am a good person. Why are things not working? Well, the answer is not in the specific actions you're doing. It may be that every specific action you're doing in your life is a good one, but the pattern you're creating and who or what you're emulating is not the right one for you. And the patterns you're creating, I'm going to dare in this new course to answer a question most people run away from. But then I presented some things in the Energy of Life course most people would run away from. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Well, I do. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dare to answer the question, why do good people suffer? And so many bad people win. They have profitable lives. Well, there's a very good reason. If you're out to do harmful things in the world, you better have a good plan in order to get away with it. You better have a good plan. People who go out to do harmful things usually have a better plan than people who are doing good things. So many people are doing good things, do one good thing at a time, and then they don't examine the patterns of their life, and they just rely upon these automatic feedback functions, and they're not even examining that. They're not examining their life. They're not really daring to put together the right pattern. So that's just a teaser. Friends, family, loved ones, buddies and newfound acquaintances, I all urge you to take this webinar. It's something anybody can and will benefit from, way more than the time, than the small amount of money in the 4 weeks you spend on the course. And good news is, early next year, I'm going to repeat the Energy of Life. And after you've taken a better life, you'll be even more ready for the Energy of Life. Okay? So that's the double good news. But now, Paul, thank you so much for saying that, and I'm going to see if we can work in another couple of questions before we get to our... we have an anonymous here that I'm going to unmute and hope that you will know who you are.
Hi, it's Cecilia.
Oh, hi, Cecilia.
Hi, Glenda. You asked if we could give a testimony of something that we've benefited from the blessing. And, I mean, there's too many to say. But I just wanted to share a little something. We had talked yesterday about how I was moving and stressed, and I wasn't really finding the time to to give the blessing or even just pray or really meditate or feel connected or anything. And you said something really profound about how moving was such a linear thing and that we're not always meant to function so in such a linear way. And I think you said, did you say spiral was the other way?
Well, actually, I was talking about, I mentioned the spiral in our Blessing Givers course because they understand that within every cell of our body and all of our being and the cosmos, there is this primal spin. All of our galaxy spin, all of the energy in our body, it's actually on a spin cycle. Which is why when we develop the Energy of Life, we have to be more pattern-oriented and more spontaneous.
More spontaneous.
And if we impose too many linear patterns on that, we actually become tired. Now, this is an absolutely researched, clinically proven thing by everyone from from efficiency management specialists who come into corporations to coaches who coach people on the field. You can only let them be in a linear modality for so long or they'll literally lose energy.
And that really, it was like a light bulb moment for me my whole life, I've really tried to fit into that linear box, and it's been so difficult.
You can do your work inside that box, but you've got to understand your need for vacations, whether they're 2-week vacations in the summer or 15-minute vacations at the water fountain.
Yes, and that's what I wanted to say was that after giving the blessing yesterday, I took a little break, you know, and I went to my garden, and I just kind of, you know, let everything absorb. And then I had this surge of energy, and I was able to do a lot of linear tasks, such as unpacking boxes. I sped through it. And it was so much easier, and it was like, I think the blessing was is that, you know, I realized that if I, like you said, take that time to just, you know, whether it be a 15-minute break, it actually recharges you, and you're able to get through those linear tasks so much more quickly and efficiently, and then I had so much time left over, whereas before I just felt like I was dragging my feet through all these linear tasks, and so it was a real huge blessing for me yesterday, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thanks for sharing, Celia, because, you know, that's a blessing everybody on this call can get. You know, we all need to take little vacations from this extremely linear world. You know, a simple example is you can only drive so long on the highway until you're hypnotized. You need to get off and take a little break water break, bathroom break, walking around the park break. You've got to, or you're not a safe driver. Plus, you get really tired. You get sleepy and you get tired. We are not linear creatures. And most, actually, as we described in the Energy of Life class, most of the hard energy, in fact, all of the hard energy, is defined under the category of the work it performs. It's all about getting work done, and it's all linear. So when we go to do work, whether it's just work for money or work at home, cleaning the house or moving, as you did, we can only do so much of it, and we have to return to the center of our being. So thank you, Celia. That's great, and I think we're going to have to move into our blessing because we have. I was looking at my computer clock, and I was focusing on the date, which was 23, and I see now our time is 39. So we need to get on to our actual blessing for today. I was just so enjoying visiting with all of you. I think I could have gone on for another hour. This was really fun, and thank you for all of your questions. But we will get on with the blessing, and I ask any blessing givers who would like to join me to do so. And if you will remove your shoes and socks and be seated and begin your prayer, I will begin my prayer to Yeshua and begin the conduction of the blessing. So here we go. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us, for being not only the divine presence in our heart, but our brother, our friend, our companion, the one who reminds us to take time away from the various demands and drudgeries and linearities of life to just take a moment in our heart and be with ourselves. The one who helps us to form better patterns of life so that through these patterns we can cultivate and renew our energy and have a better life that is better on and on and on without end. Thank you for answering our prayers and conveying them to God, for conducting the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit may find within us things to be healed that we don't even know about, knowing that God will answer prayers whether asked or not. Still, we thank you for taking our prayers to the heart of God and magnifying them, that they may be heard and blessed and answered with great abundance. Amen. the conveyance is complete. Now I ask that you go and rest for 7 minutes. Be very quiet. Don't bring thoughts into it at all. Just rest, receive, be blessed, and God be with you. I'll see you next week.